Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday, ready for a big week. I'm excited about it. Many things going down, and there's many things that we need to cover with you. So thank you for having us on today. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you could use this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a wave, tagging itself to Invest 94L, moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC gives the system about a 20% chance to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. The next named system will be, next named storm or system will become Tropical Storm Dexter.
All right. And the U.S. House
approved. It's like a dog name, doesn't it?
It's my dog's name. The U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar at VT-10 and another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Department of Defense Appropriations Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
You see, I wanted to give Dexter some airtime today, you know?
Yeah.
Putting him up there on that pedestal. It's your dog, let me tell you. I saw that name went. Okay. Austin will like
this. I can't help but think about him when I hear that.
Okay.
Name.
Here's your third story today. The check is in the mail. Have you ever heard that one before?
Yes.
The old cliche is playing out locally as nearly $16 million in settlement money on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Checks will go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds.
Is that a guilt trip
or something?
It kind of sounds like it. I know
deleting
what you're
the utilities reserve funds.
All right. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I just had to get that in.
No, you're good. Getting on to the local stories here. Perdido Key celebrated its first sea turtle hatch of the season last week. That's wholesome. County officials say 106 loggerhead hatchlings made their way to the water despite challenges from artificial lighting. With 12 nests recorded this year, Perdido Key is on track for a near record season, and Pensacola Beach has 13 nests to help protect these hatchlings. Beachgoers are encouraged to keep lights off, remove beach furniture, and fill in any holes they dig in the sand.
Okay, it's not just you. It is absolutely hot out there, dangerously hot. Heat index advisories have been issued for the state with heat values up to 110 degrees across northwest Florida. Anybody can get a heat stroke, but infants, the elderly, and people with chronic disease are at higher risk because their bodies just aren't able to regulate temperatures effectively. Stay safe. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
Staying cool.
Yeah, calm, cool, and collected.
That's it.
You know what? Since we're talking, we've already mentioned animals a couple times here early. Why not keep with that trend? An Escambia County canine unit successfully located an endangered missing person last week using what's called a scent kit. The individual had been missing for 2 to 4 hours. The scent kit helped Deputy Katie Touchstone and Canine Buster track the person over a half mile and determine their direction of travel. The kit preserves the unique scent of an individual, which is, of course, pivotal in those searches.
We are covering some stories this afternoon. From heat to stink to scent to things like that. I got another one for you, okay? UWF must have a lot of bucks. They are getting ready to potentially spend $180,000 on hiring Clifford Humphrey as the Vice President of Strategic Initiatives Chief of Staff at a special board meeting set for 1 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
The new position has been created to work closely with incoming President Manny Diaz as a member of his cabinet. If approved, Humphrey will report directly to Diaz and have an anticipated start date of August the 1st.
10 days or 11.
A lot
from
of
now.
Bucks there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think they know that Martha Saunders leaving was a pretty jarring shift, and they probably want Manny Diaz to have as good of a support system as possible.
Yeah, but if you look at those numbers of what Saunders was making and what they're paying Diaz, big difference.
Right.
And huge
then,
difference.
Yeah, you bring in this Clifford guy with that
for
money.
For more money, I'd be going, wait a minute.
All right.
I'd be scratching my head on that one.
Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing. coming at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. That's to be expected. Same can be said if you are dealing with backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We did have an accident report between Highway 87 and the Windhaven Beach area causing some minor congestion both ways. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, yeah, 94 degrees right now. We're in a heat advisory all throughout this afternoon. Tonight's low is going to be 79. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 97 with a low of 80, and there's going to be about 30 to 40% chances of rainfall.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
I told you it was hot. I mean, just these index.
I didn't need your convincing.
The heat index. They're just incredible. A surf instructor recovering in the hospital after a shark bit his foot. He was surfing off New Smyrna Beach, and you know that area has been dubbed, and we've talked about this over the past couple of weeks here, as the shark bite capital of the world.
I believe it.
Yeah, Stephanie Befimonte of WOFL, our good friends down at Orlando, Channel 35, files this report for us.
Sam Hollis, the surfer, he tells me that shark dragged him about 10 to 15 feet. Thankfully, he was able to get away. He's still in the hospital after his surgery, but is on the road to recovery. Sam's 18 and has been surfing since he was a little kid. He's now a surf instructor in New Smyrna Beach. He was out on the water with a camper yesterday when he said the shark came out of nowhere and bit his entire foot.
I was kicking at it after, you know, I realized that it had me in its mouth because I was like, yeah, get this thing away from me. So, but then, it tried to swim away, but it still like had my foot in its mouth for a good little bit.
Now, Sam, he has such a great spirit. He loves to surf and is not letting this stop him. He says he's ready to get back out on the water once he recovers.
I wonder if he's checked that out with his mother.
Yeah. That's what I'm concerned. I'm going right back out.
No, you're not.
I can respect people having a passion like that. I would never get in the water again.
Oh, I would. Absolutely. But I would be fearful of his mother.
Oh, for sure. That's Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't appear, for now, to be considering another run for the White House. Governor Ron DeSantis was on Fox News last night, and he was asked about running for president in 2028, but he said he wasn't thinking that far ahead. And he says he has enough challenges on his plate now when it comes to worrying about things down the line. That's just not how I roll. He adds that they're putting up wins daily, and he's going to continue to do that all through the end.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. I just wanted to drop this in just to remind you. You know, we're always talking about preparedness, hurricane preparedness, getting all of your things in order before the storm hits. Be prepared. So as you prepare to face potential storms this season, just don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in a waterproof container. Austin and I have been talking about this for months here.
Right.
Don't forget to bring them with you if an evacuation is required. If you can't prove your identity, that you own your home and you were living in it when the disaster hits, FEMA cannot help you with disaster assistance. Not that a storm is coming, so don't read into this.
Yeah, it's just
Giving you preparation information. As a matter of fact, there's nothing out there for the next 7 days, so you may sleep well tonight.
All right. And a high-profile civil rights lawyer now representing a Jacksonville man involved in a violent arrest. Attorney Ben Crump announced yesterday he's representing William McNeil Jr. Online videos show a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office officer punching him during a traffic stop 5 months ago. The officer punched McNeil's window until it broke and then punched him in the head. The video then shows the officer pulling McNeil out of the car and punching him in the chin. Crump also represented the family of senior airman Roger Fortson, who was fatally shot by an Okaloosa County deputy last year.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Democratic lawmakers have been criticizing Florida's new migrant detention camp. You know what I'm talking about. Alligator Alcatraz. Here's Florida Governor DeSantis.
That facility was constructed in a week. No one's ever seen anything that quickly. It meets and exceeds all of DHS's standards for those things. But at the same time, this is not supposed to be Club Med. This is a processing facility.
He's right. It is not Club Med, but it is not what a lot of the Democrats are making it out to be. Mm. It is a very clean and a very well-run facility down there. Last week, we were talking to you about this person who was sunbathing on the East Coast, Cocoa Beach, Daytona, one of the beaches down there on the East Coast,
right?
When she was run over by a law enforcement officer who was patrolling the shoreline.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened here. Another Florida police officer is recovering after being struck by an off-road vehicle on the beach. Here's Eben Brown.
Police in the Miami suburb of Pinecrest, Florida, say one of their officers is lucky he wasn't more seriously injured by the driver of an off-road vehicle that not only hit him but pinned him between the vehicle and the officer's squad car Saturday night.
However, that individual sped very quickly, striking the officer on his foot.
Pinecrest officer Ivan Osores, the driver was part of a group of people driving off-road vehicles on the streets. He's identified as Adolfo Dennis Jr., and he's now facing a charge of attempted second-degree murder. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
420 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 1211. There's no place I'd rather be. An energetic and dynamic pop and R&B band with a vast range of dance-worthy songs with warm vocals and infectious grooves. So join us this Tuesday as 1211 is ready to bring the party to the beach. It's Bands on the Beach with 1211. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Retailers and manufacturers who usually make big money during the holiday shopping season are now confronting one big unknown. Here's Paul Stevens.
That big unknown, tariffs. What will they cover and how high will they be? This is about the time of the year when businesses that make and sell consumer goods usually nail down their holiday orders and prices. But tariff threats by the Trump White House have complicated those plans. The consequences for consumers, stores may not have the specific items customers want come November and December. The lack of a clear tariff strategy has been especially disruptive for the U.S. toy industry, which gets nearly 80% of its products from China. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending mixed today. Hillary Barsky watching those numbers for you.
The major average is losing steam in the final hour of trading, impairing from bigger earlier gains and ending mixed. But the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors get in gear for a busy week of earnings reports and focus on the latest trade developments. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech gained and lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for its 12th record close of the year, and shares of Block surged 7% following news that the digital payments provider will be replacing Hess in the S&P 500 starting on Wednesday. The Dow winners, Amazon, Home Depot, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, American Express, Travelers, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 19 points. The NASDAQ up 79. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425. Oh, boy, Austin Price is ready to go. Here he's all cranked up looking at weather and local traffic together. Very exciting day for Austin today.
Yeah.
What's up out there, Mr. Price?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. That's the first thing I can tell you. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.com today for more information on that. And yeah, there are several things going on here, Chris. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Did have an accident on Navarre Parkway. Seems to be causing a lot of congestion if you are traveling westbound on Navarre towards Highway 87. We typically have backups there, but that crash certainly is not helping. Last major spot's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 94 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Next few days are going to have highs start to creep down from 97 to 96 to 89 as those rainfall chances creep back up.
You know, June was terrible. The January time period was terrible for Southern California. And when I'm talking about that, had the Santa Anas blowing out there, the wildfires right. were going crazy. Well, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is now saying once again, it's time for the city to brace itself for more wildfires in the city. Here's Gunnell Scott.
Mayor Bass said on CBS Face the Nation, with ICE raids and homelessness among continuing issues in her city,
we are prepared. We do know that it's fire season.
The city continues to rebuild from the Palisades fire in January that burned tens of thousands of acres. As this fire season begins, the city still does not have a permanent fire chief. Bass says that's being addressed.
The nation's second largest city needs to make sure that we search the nation for the best talent.
Former LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley was dismissed by Mayor Bass, who cited issues with Crowley's communication and readiness for the Palisades fire. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
Has she looked into a mirror recently? I'm just curious. She's pointing blames at people. Wasn't it when the fires broke out, she was heading over to Spain or something to go to a party over there?
Her and Newsom were public enemies, one and two for that.
Come on. Go look in the mirror.
All right.
Just go look in the mirror. Okay, here's something that was very interesting. And it could have been bad, but it turned out not bad.
Okay.
A Southwest pilot. Southwest, by the way, the regional air carrier of Delta Airlines, had to perform an aggressive maneuver in order to avoid colliding with what? A B-52 bomber.
My goodness.
Jonathan Siray is in Atlanta with more on the almost crash.
The FAA tells Fox News it's investigating an incident involving a commercial jet and an Air Force B-52 bomber. A Delta regional jet operated by SkyWest Airlines traveling from Minneapolis was on approach to Minot, North Dakota, when the pilot turned suddenly to avoid an oncoming B-52 bomber from the nearby Air Force base. Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety team member.
It appears the B-52 bomber was pretty much approaching the airliner from the right side towards from the back, kind of in the pilot's blind spot if he was looking around visually.
The SkyWest pilot later explained to his passengers the tower at the small commercial airport they were flying into does not have a radar in Atlanta. Jonathan Siray, Fox News.
And Russia is sticking to its war demands amid threats of sanctions. Russia is firm on its war demands despite recent threats, according to a Kremlin spokesperson. Russia's goals are clear and have not changed. The comments follow President Trump warning of sanctions if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine in less than 50 days.
Okay, a New York City campaign office for Democratic Representative AOC was vandalized over the weekend. Gurnall Scott's back with more stories.
The NYPD is investigating the incident. Red paint was splattered on the front window and the sidewalk outside the office in the Bronx. Police also found a sign out front accusing Ocasio-Cortez of funding genocide in Gaza. That's in reference to a vote she cast last week in the House against a bill from Georgia GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that would have slashed U.S. foreign aid funding for Israel, including its defense forces. On X last week, Ocasio-Cortez posted that Greene's amendment did not end the flow of U.S. munitions in Gaza, prompting her no vote. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard threatening legal action after claims that the Obama administration created a false narrative that Russia meddled in the 2016 election vote count. Here's David Spott.
Gabbard says the Obama team previously found no Russian interference in the 2016 election. And then suddenly, shortly before Trump took office in January 2017, she says the Obama folks changed the narrative. She released these documents on Friday, though it's getting a lot of play over the weekend. Fox News Digital obtained a declassified copy of the presidential daily brief for Obama dated December 8, 2016. It reads, in part, "We assess that Russian criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure." Then she says shortly before Trump took office, the intelligence seemed to change and allegations about Russian interference to help Trump were rampant.
I'm Tom Graham. The Trump administration releasing records of the FBI's surveillance of Martin Luther King Jr.
The roughly 200,000 pages of records detail FBI surveillance of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. before his assassination in 1968. President Trump has promised to release long-held government files on King, as well as the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy and his brother Robert F. Kennedy.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Los Angeles leaders demanding the complete withdrawal of National Guard troops. Mayor Karen Bass.
They are just guarding a building that is not under attack.
Trump administration sent in National Guard members in L.A. following anti-ICE protests and riots. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner has died. He was known for playing Theo Huxtable in The Cosby Show. Authorities say Warner was swimming in Costa Rica when he drowned. He was 54 years old. America is listening to Fox News.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. And we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF-1106-7749.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about West Palm Beach, Florida, where they have a fully autonomous vehicle, not even a steering wheel inside. Would you trust it? The Escambia County Commissioners are frustrated with the Clerk of Courts over her asking for more details when it comes to discretionary spending. Citizens in Pensacola are very frustrated over changes in sanitation, and it boiled over at the City Council meeting. And if you've been missing her and her laugh, Candy was back with us while John was out. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a wave tagged Invest-94L moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC gives the system a 20% chance to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. The next named system will become Tropical Storm Dexter.
All right. The U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar over VT-10. And another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Defense Department's Appropriation Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
All right, and your third top story this afternoon, the check is in the mail. The old cliche is playing out locally, as nearly $16 million in settlement money is on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Checks will go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Communications problems and collection delays plaguing the city's new sanitation rollout. One councilman, Charles Baer, has even called the new changes as embarrassing. Mayor Reeves will hold a town hall meeting in the Vickery Center scheduled tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. It is projected to attract many upset residents.
All right, I'm sure he's looking forward to it.
I'd like to be there at that meeting.
Yeah, fly on the wall for that. And 41-year-old Georgina Ann Nichols was sentenced to 20 years in state prison on Thursday. Her charges stemmed from a traffic stop conducted by PPD last September, my goodness, during which officers discovered over 6 grams of fentanyl, along with methamphetamine, cocaine, and narcotics paraphernalia. After her arrest, she was taken to the Escambia County Jail, where she was later found in her cell with an additional ounce of fentanyl.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1-2, and that's strikeout number 10 for Tarek Skubal.
Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, All-Star Game starting pitcher Tarek Skubal helped the Detroit Tigers snap a 6-game losing streak. Skubal struck out 11 Texas Rangers last night in Arlington on ESPN, where the Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1. Detroit atop the Major League Baseball standings by a half game over the Brewers and the Cubs. The Brewers ran their win streak to 10 games Sunday. For the second time in under 2 weeks, Milwaukee completed a 3-game sweep of the Dodgers, 6-5. The Cubs lost 6-1 to the Red Sox, who got a pair of home runs from Willier Abreu. Boston also got a pinch-hit 3-run home run from Alex Bregman. Sox have won 14 of the last 18 games. The Cubs' win streak was snapped at 4. The White Sox handed the Pirates their third straight loss, 7-2. The AL East leading Blue Jays beat the Giants 8-6. Toronto 3 games ahead of the Yankees, who beat the Braves 4-2. Behind the 351st career home run by Aaron Judge, who's now tied with Alex Rodriguez for the 6th most in Yankee pinstripes. The Angels quadrupled the Phillies 8-2. Royals over the Marlins 7-4. Orioles topped the Rays 5-3. Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam for the Padres in an 8-1 win over the Nationals. The Guardians got 11 strikeouts from Gavin Williams in an 8-2 win over the Athletics. The Mets slipped by the Reds 3-2. Royce Lewis hit 2 of the Twins' 4 home runs in a 7-1 win over the Rockies. Second game in a row, Eugenio Suarez hit 2 home runs for the Diamondbacks, who defeated the Cardinals 5-3. Golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Open Championship by 4 strokes over American Harris English. Scheffler's second major win this year. He also won the PGA Championship. This is his 4th major title. For the second year in a row, Denny Hamlin raced to victory at Dover Motor Speedway. Did so in double overtime over Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Chase Briscoe. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got some NBA notes for you here. The Chicago Bulls have signed the shortest player in the NBA. It's Japanese point guard Yuki Kawamura, who stands only 5'8". A Bulls spokesperson says he's under a two-way contract after playing on their summer league team. Kawamura is not only the shortest player, he's the only one that stands less than 6 feet tall.
Okay, we're talking NBA here this afternoon. An NBA star has returned to Los Angeles. Jared Max has the details.
12-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul will play his 21st season in the NBA with the Los Angeles Clippers. A free agent, Paul will sign with the team that plays where his family lives. His second stint with the Clippers, he spent 6 seasons with the team from 2011 to 2017. Now at age 40, he'll wear the Clippers uniform in a new arena as the team opened play last season at Intuit Dome in Englewood. Last season with the San Antonio Spurs, Chris Paul became the first player to appear in all 82 games in his 20th NBA season. He averaged 8.8 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, a rising star in football was gunned down over the weekend. I hate telling gun stories.
Yeah.
It gets to be very old. Stop it. Ole Miss is the site for the player. Here's Jared Max.
One of the nation's top recruited defensive linemen, 18-year-old Corey Adams, an incoming freshman at the University of Mississippi, who was to play on the Ole Miss Rebels football team, was killed Saturday night on the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee. Adams found by law enforcement officials inside a vehicle with a gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were performed but did not succeed. Corey Adams' death being investigated as a homicide. There are 4 others who suffered gunshot wounds who went to local hospitals. In a statement, the University of Mississippi said, "While our program is trying to cope with this tragic loss, our thoughts are with his loved ones during this incredibly difficult time. We ask the Ole Miss community to keep Corey in their thoughts and respect the privacy of everyone involved." Corey Adams starred in high school in New Orleans for the Edna Carr Cougars. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. WNBA players receive 9% of the league's total revenue, and the players use the All-Star Game to voice their demands for more by wearing shirts that read, "Pay us what you owe us." After the game, Kelsey Plum went out of her way to say the decision to wear the shirts didn't come from Caitlin Clark or any members of our All-Star team. This was a moment for the players to be unified, but once again, the jealousy of Clark, who did wear the shirt and is the main reason for the rise in the sport's popularity, was a horrible look for the petty Plum and took away from the message. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 442 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan with you, along with Austin Price. Monday afternoon, feeling pretty good today. People can take blood tests or give details about their health to get a better sense of their biological age, or in the case of an app called, I don't like this, but it's called the Death Clock.
Ominous, yeah.
That's where the big sounder should have come. The Death Clock. It even will predict you when you're going to die. Are you kidding? Do you think I'm going to believe this thing? Mm. Not, but Alexandria Hoff has the story.
Death Clock and a slew of other new longevity-promoting tools are utilizing artificial intelligence and user-submitted health data to provide a wake-up call. The U.S. consistently ranks near the bottom of high-income nations for life expectancy, currently 81 for women and 75 for men. Americans also face higher rates of early death from chronic conditions. And the CDC just released that nearly 1 in 3 adolescents in America have prediabetes.
Critics of this new realm of technology fear that it could actually dissuade people from keeping up with in-person health care or cause them to spend more money for blood tests that insurance would likely cover if ordered by their doctor.
And some vape flavors can activate the brain's reward system even in the absence of nicotine. According to a new study by Marshall University, vanilla and cherry, or vanilla alone, can affect the dopamine system and other receptors associated with addiction. That means the flavors can raise risks of addiction-like behaviors in teens, despite the products being marked as nicotine-free.
Very dangerous, I'm sorry to say, but very dangerous. Popular blood-thinning medications being offered direct to consumers at a steep cost savings for a brand-name pharmaceutical product. We were looking at that we were looking into it the other day. It was a story we did last week.
Yeah.
And it was like per dose, it was $632 a dose.
Give me a break.
Even Brown has a story on this one.
Pfizer and Bristol-Myers Squibb will be offering patients a new plan to purchase the brand-named anticoagulant Eliquis directly from them at a deep discount. The program is called Eliquis 360 Support, and starting September 8th, uninsured or underinsured patients can buy a month's supply for $346, a discount of 40%. More than 15 million Americans have been prescribed the drug, which thins the blood to prevent clots in the bloodstream. Eliquis is the brand name for Apixaban, for which a generic is approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but legal challenges are keeping it from the consumer market. Eben Brown, Fox News.
You got to say it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, all these different drugs. They can develop these drugs, but who can pay for them?
I know. Therein lies the problem.
Okay. It is 4:45. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Let's go in and check with Austin on the weather and traffic together.
Well, the traffic and weather brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Man, Chris, we were dealing with those backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And that's pretty usual. But the congestion was backed up. Now, onto the ramp, backed up onto I-110 North. So if you're in that area, you're going to be waiting for a minute. We also have an accident on East Johnson Avenue right in front of Glory to God Ministries. That is causing some backups in that area. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots like Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather locally here, 94 degrees, low of 79. Got some rainfall chances coming in over the course of the next several days. We're going to see Thursday's high drop very much. It's going to be just a high of 89, but we're going to see 90% chances of showers there.
Okay, there is another reason we can all be thankful for man's best friend. You got Dexter, I got Maggie Mae, I got Baxter, I got this new zooming dog from Japan.
From your son, right?
Yeah, all I know is the darn dog's fast. That's all I can tell you about this. Daria Olibinger has a better explanation on the dogs.
Dogs can be trained to sniff cancer or alert diabetic owners that their insulin is dropping. Now, add Parkinson's disease to that list. Researchers at the universities of Bristol and Manchester in the UK observed two dogs trained by the charity Medical Detection Dogs. Bumper, a golden retriever, and Peanut, a black lab, were taught to detect a special odor emitted by people who have Parkinson's. It's too faint for humans to notice it, but the dogs smelled it up to 98% of the time. Scientists hope to use the findings to develop a simple, non-invasive test to determine Parkinson's long before traditional symptoms show. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, another country star putting together a concert for Texas flood relief. This is good stuff. Here's Michelle Polino. If you're
gonna leave me. Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum team up for Texas. The two country stars are headlining a massive flood relief benefit, Band Together Texas, set for Sunday, August 17th at the Moody Center in Austin. The star-studded lineup includes Kelly Clarkson, Cody Johnson, Ronnie Dunn, Lyle Lovett, Ryan Bingham, Jack Ingram, John Randall, and more. Proceeds go to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country and Central Texas Community Foundation, both at the front lines of July 4th flood relief efforts. The show will also feature tributes to first responders, stories of rescue, and appearances by Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, and more to be announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC reports Southwest Airlines' tickets with seat assignments will in fact go on sale July 29th. The carrier plans to end its hallmark open seating policy on January 27th. Peacock will soon be charging consumers more per month. The Comcast-owned streaming service says it's hiking its subscription rates by $3 starting next week. Beginning July 23rd, new and returning subscribers will pay $10.99 a month for Peacock Premium and $16.99 a month for Premium Plus. Warner Brothers' Superman flew past the competition for the second straight week, grossing an estimated $57.25 million atop the weekend box office. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow dropping 19 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up slightly. Crude oil futures are above $67 a barrel. That's your money now.
All right. And also on the business front here, comedians extending support to Stephen Colbert after the cancellation of the late night show. Two of the biggest names in current events focused comedy, Jon Stewart and John Oliver, recently addressed CBS's decision to cancel it. Oliver said it's terrible, terrible news for the world of comedy. Stewart said he'd like to think we bring enough value to the property, but also expressed uncertainty when asked about his own future with The Daily Show. CBS called the cancellation a financial decision, and it comes just days after its parent company, Paramount Global, agreed to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit brought by President Trump.
Yeah, the first thing is you got to figure out why you're staying up that late at night to watch that kind of terrible programming.
Oh, come on. It may not be your cup of tea, but a lot, it was pretty high rated, I believe.
I didn't like Colbert. I didn't get the humor. That's what I just did not get the humor. So that's why I really didn't spend much time. Thought my time was more valuable than watching the tube and trying to figure out what he was talking about. Okay, sports fans are recreating the moment that the CEO of Data Ops, that company, Astronomer, was caught in an affair at a Massachusetts Coldplay concert last week. This is getting a lot of
buzz,
a lot of awareness activity. Christina Coleman tries to explain this one.
The Philadelphia Phillies got in on the action, too, poking fun at it. Their mascots recreated the moment on the big screen at a baseball game on Friday. And a lot of people are pretending to recreate this moment online as well. After that video went viral showing Andy Byron, who was the CEO of New York-based software development company Astronomer, and Kristen Cabot, the company's head of human resources. All jokes aside, the moment had serious consequences. Astronomer launched an internal investigation, and these two were both placed on leave. And Byron, who was the CEO of Astronomer, the roughly $1.3 billion AI company he helped found, ended up resigning.
You know, there must be a clause, because you discussed this with me on Friday, I believe it was, about there has to be a clause in that guy's employment contract about extramarital affairs in the public or something like that.
Well, at least as far as being with a coworker that's beneath him, I believe.
Right. I don't know about that, but I'm just saying they were on their own personal time, and there had to be something written into those contracts.
No, no.
Something around there. Okay, millions of above-ground pools are being recalled over links to drowning deaths in at least six states. Jeff Manasso has the details.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling about 5 million above-ground pools that are made in China and sold at major retailers under the brand names Best Way, Coleman, Intex, and Polygroup. They're being recalled over an external strap that wraps around and supports the pool that can provide a foothold for children to climb into the pools and enter the water. The pool straps are linked to 9 deaths nationwide of children as young as 22 months old. Consumers are being urged to stop using the pools immediately and to contact manufacturers for a free repair kit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3. I know you might like Michael Jackson. That's why I appreciate the fact whenever I get a chance to hear you zipping that music. That's great. Good song, too, by the way. Like I said, 455. By golly, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, had a few spots of note. We got our congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. We do have congestion there, worse than usual because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Also have some increased congestion on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and there was an accident reported on East Johnson Avenue near Glory to God Ministries. That's causing some backups over there. As for your weather, sitting at around 94 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Over the course of the next several days, we're going to see the highs creep down as we inch closer to your weekend, but that's only because the rainfall chances are creeping up.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, here's another obit for you, and it seems like they're really rolling in daily now. Folks pass it away. This one relates to actor Jamal Warner. If you're not really familiar with the name, it's been out of the highlights and spotlights for a while. Best known for his role on The Cosby Show. He died at the age of 54. Bill Malusian has the details.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, obviously best known for playing Theo on The Cosby Show. And according to TMZ, he has died after what appears to be an accidental drowning while on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. Now, TMZ reports that Warner, who's only 54 years old, died of asphyxia after he was caught by a strong current in the ocean there, and his body was found Sunday afternoon. Now, Fox has not been able to independently verify his death. We have reached out to his agent as well as his manager. We have not heard back yet, but we can tell you the Associated Press also reporting that he has passed away.
And President Trump has gone after former President Obama in a recent post on Truth Social in the most Trump way possible. The president reposted a compilation of Democratic officials saying the phrase, "No one is above the law," followed by an AI-generated video of the former president being arrested in the Oval Office with the song YMCA playing in the background. Trump's post comes after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard alleged that Obama officials manufactured intelligence that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
Superman continues to fly high at the weekend box office. Jane Fergus has the story.
James Gunn's Superman remains the number one movie in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, collecting another $57.3 million in its second weekend.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman.
Sure.
Superman has now grossed nearly $407 million worldwide. Jurassic World Rebirth coming in second with $23.4 million in its third week of release. But some movies falling flat at the box office. I Know What You Did Last Summer opened with $13 million to take third place. And Paramount Pictures' Smurfs debuting in fourth place with $11 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Well, starting July 29th, Southwest Airlines passengers will be able to book tickets for assigned seats after the airline announced it's going to end those open seating policies.
Dang.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. It was kind of like a cattle call getting on a Southwest flight. It was always interesting. You never knew what
first come, first serve.
You know, it was never knew what you were going to get, really. Max Gordon is in Los Angeles this afternoon filing this story for us.
This is another big change for Southwest. First, they ditched free bags. Now open seating is departing. All this is aimed at increasing earnings. The new assigned seating system at Southwest will look pretty similar to other airlines. As passengers board, instead of lining up in positions like in the past, groups will be called up. Premium fares and Southwest tier members and credit card members will board earlier in the process. Customers will also have the chance to purchase priority boarding. The assigned seats on board will have different categories with different price points as well. Extra legroom, preferred, and standard.
Okay, I do want to just remind you this afternoon, a portion of Government Street, this is right in front of Kareem Jones Park, is temporarily closed until Thursday. The move is to upgrade the water service in that area. Motorists are being detoured to Club Street and Cole Street. There's a reminder for you. Help you kind of maneuver the streets this afternoon. Coming back in 12 minutes, Austin Price, Chris Bryan, Pensacola right now. We'll see you then. Have a great afternoon.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.